I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Are hurricanes tied to global warming, climate change? Is that what is going on here? Is that why we're seeing a hurricane now, according to some of biblical proportions? Well, Hillary Clinton thinks that they are, and here's what she said about hurricanes and climate change back in 2015.
Another threat to our country is climate change. 2015 was the hottest year on record, and the science is clear. It's real, it's wreaking havoc on communities across America. Last week's hurricane was another reminder of the devastation that extreme weather can cause, and I send my thoughts and prayers to everyone.
Well, sorry for the crosstalk there, but you get the
sense. Wish that other guy would shut up.
Yeah, he was interrupting her. You don't interrupt Hillary. She says it is. She seems to suggest it is connected. And by the way, she went on to say, and Donald Trump will not do anything to fix this problem. So she has connected it. And then on NBC the other day, they're talking about this new climate change agreement that the Obama administration has just signed. And listen to how they characterized it on NBC.
A huge agreement, a huge milestone, again, on an important day when a hurricane is bearing down on the United States.
Yeah, they connect it. Well, is there any connection between these hurricanes and climate change? Joining us on the line, Mark Morano of the Climate Depot. That's a website you should go to and read. He's also a filmmaker. He's done some reporting on this and has some different takes on it. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
All right. What do the data show?
Well, the data are very, very clear. And it shows that Category 3 or larger hurricanes, we've gone through the longest period in U.S. history without a landfalling hurricane. It's been since 2005, 11 years. And this is, again, unprecedented, with records going back to the U.S. Civil War. In other words, hurricanes couldn't be at a lower impact in the United States. And besides landfalling hurricanes, we have the period of hurricanes that we're facing since 1970 in terms of intensity, landfall strength has actually not increased. And this is according to extreme weather experts, Roger Pilkey Jr. It's including Phil Klotzbach, a hurricane expert. And it's not just hurricanes. It's all extreme weather, floods, droughts, tornadoes. They're either on declining or no trend. There is no, quote, global warming impact on these extreme storms. If anything, you could argue that the storms have become less extreme. And the media, politicians, everyone's going to jump on every hurricane as they do every tornado, every drought, and claim, ha-ha, the fingerprint of global warming is here. But the scientific data does not support it.
So let me, I hear you, but here's what we're missing. You know, it was 10 years ago, 2006, when Al Gore released the film Inconvenient Truth. And in that film, he predicted that the Katrina-type hurricanes are going to be the new normal, right?
Yes. In fact, not only did Gore do that, Time magazine said it was the new normal right after that. And then we go through over a decade without any, you know, Category 3 or larger hurricane. People say, oh, what about Hurricane Sandy? Hurricane Sandy was a Category 1. It hit at high tide. Yeah, it was damaging. It was bad. But guess what? We had the low carbon dioxide hurricanes, meaning before carbon dioxide rose lower than 350 parts per million in the atmosphere, we had many worse hurricanes. In fact, a paper in the Journal of Climate found that hurricanes were more common during the, quote, low CO2 period of 1851 to 1898, yeah, back in the 19th century.
But Mark Morano, I know how these guys spin these things politically, and so get ready for this. This is the argument you got to work against. The mere act of releasing Inconvenient Truth and drawing our attention to this horrible problem could very well have contributed to the last 10 years of not having a hurricane. If we hadn't had that film, maybe we would have had more hurricanes, Mark.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. What they'll say, first of all, they'll say global warming will cause many bad things. So now, anytime something bad happens in the weather, ha-ha, we predicted it. Well, first of all, we've always had bad weather. This is not science. When you have, as you guys played a clip, the NBC News reporter say, this is the type of hurricane that the UN climate treaty was supposed to prevent. If anyone in this day and age believes that an act of Congress or the EPA or a UN climate treaty can alter the path frequency, intensity of storms, then you may as well believe in witchcraft. And that's literally where we're becoming, you know, in terms of our scientific knowledge, because people actually believe that we can legislate the weather. It used to be, oh, you can't do anything about the weather. You can't tax the air we breathe. Well, now they want to tax the air we breathe. In fact, they're taxing the air we exhale,
right,
because we exhale carbon dioxide. It's an amazing thing to watch, because if you look at it, President Obama over the last 8 years has had the quietest hurricane period,
yep,
in the history of the U.S. presidency. At Climate Depot, I actually have the chart going back to at least President Fillmore, and it shows President Obama has had zero Category 3 hurricanes. The first, well, one of the only presidents, including,
right,
President Lincoln and President Harrison. So we presided over, during this intense period of, quote, global warming, alleged period, the quietest period when, well, it comes to hurricanes.
And
now we have one big one, and they're saying, it's global warming.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. Mark Morano from the Climate Depot, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly
appreciate
it.
Thank you very much.